Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Why Am I Sad? I'm Cass.
I'm Zoe B.
And I'm Tom.
And we're fine.
Fine.
Listen, have five. Oh, Jesus.
Hello, sunshine. Hello, blue skies. Hello.
That sounded evil.
Thank you. That's as high as I can go.
That was impressive.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. Well done. Yeah, that's well, how fine you are.
Yeah, you've proven yourself.
That's the noise I make when I come and the noise I make when I want to be a witch.
Both, they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Coming and witchcraft.
It's your sound of ascension.
They're like linked. Like the priests thought those were linked. If you have a cum, it might be Satan.
Have you ever seen something in the world where you've...
Yes.
Yes, end of question. No, have you ever seen something in the world where you're like, I understand how in olden days they believed in demons?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Toddlers? Yeah.
Yes.
They do weird stuff sometimes.
I saw a fox that had mange like a month or two back.
And you were like, God is dead.
Well, no, because it looks evil as shit because foxes are adorable. A fox with no hair that's leaking is disgusting. And you like, I can imagine if I didn't know what that was, I would have been like, and I saw a ghoul.
Yeah, no, that's very fair enough.
I was walking through the woods and God has forsaken the foxes.
Yes, like, and I'd just be like, do I dare live so deliciously?
Wouldest thou?
Anyway, so we're fine.
Yeah, I think based on normal we are, we're going to answer some question today.
Woot woot.
Woo! So, let's start. I love
that the level of our fineness has a limit, which is why it is some question.
Yeah.
Singular.
There's a ceiling and we have hit it.
We're not breaking the glass ceiling. We're just touching it and coming back down.
Give it a little high five.
Thank you for being there.
You protect me from the rain.
I love to tickle the glass ceiling. I think it's more sensual than all that masculine breaking.
It's true. And I benefit enormously from glass ceilings.
Yeah.
I put it there.
Woo, good for you, Tom. You can build something.
I can't.
Let's build this person's life back together, am I right?
Let's.
Okay. This question has come in and it goes as such. I wanted to reach out firstly because I love your show. It has made me cry and laugh so many times. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hopefully you're crying at the sad things and laughing at the jokes and not the other way around. Secondly, I am reaching out because my ex-partner and I have mutually decided to end our 7-year relationship last week. Congratulations.
Yeah, good for you.
Well done.
Yep. We still love each other and are on good terms, but realize that our lives and future goals are no longer compatible.
Yeah.
I am sad that it has ended, but so thankful that it ended on a good note. No fighting, just understanding. My problem comes in the form of deciding what to do next. We are still living together acting as roommates, but I am considering moving out. I am also going simultaneously through a crisis of trying to figure out what I want to do with my life now that we are no longer trying to fit our futures together. To add on to this, this past year I have been spending a lot of time reflecting on my gender and sexuality, and it is a big grey of unsure. Altogether, I am a big mess of too many future options and explorations, and all my brain can come up with is quit your job and move to another country. While this is an option, I was wondering if you had any advice or other options.
Man.
Quit job, move country.
That's a pretty.
You're allowed.
Yeah, you just can.
Yeah, they'll let you.
They'll
let you.
Do you know
it depends on what country.
Yeah, it does depend on what country. Do you know
they might not leave.
The cool thing about if you decide to quit your job and move to a different country, people are worried what they're going to do if they don't like it. And that the answer is go back.
Yeah.
You can also go home. You can quit.
Or new country.
Yeah.
You can just keep doing it till you hit a winner.
Always forwards, never backwards.
Yeah. Skip it like a stone, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, to go back from move country, quit job, wonderful options.
We're going to rewind a little.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If we're going to go back, I would strongly recommend don't live together.
Yeah, that's a big one. Don't see them.
Speaking from experience.
Absolutely not. Don't do it.
Nah. It's I think one of the worst times in my life was doing that because the place I was living in was one bedroom. And so there's nothing better than just being in bed with someone who doesn't love you and who you don't love either.
Jesus, how did
no
you
no bed
do
is big
that?
Enough in the world.
Yeah. No.
You just, you white knuckle, you feel bad.
I would just
when
sleep
you
on
sleep.
A couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then who gets the couch?
I'd get the couch because I deserve the couch.
Yeah, no.
Our couch, the couch in question was shit.
Yeah. A lot of people don't
bad.
Love couch.
It was, yeah.
I think it's super important to put some distance between yourself and an ex, regardless of the ending of how that ending went. And I think Cass and I have spoken because Cass, your last breakup was very, lovely.
Yeah.
Which is
lucky me.
Yeah, not something I could comprehend. But I know that, it's inherently time and distance that makes a breakup okay.
100%.
Because, I've spoken of my ex on this show and it was a very tumultuous relationship and breakup. But I see them now and I'm like, because it's been enough time and enough distance. So if you are living together, you can't really move past it because it's still, you're still in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even though you've made 100%. Those decisions about what's changing, and I was actually going to say, we've had discussions about how to deal with being friends with your ex, things like this, and we all have really different opinions. And I think the outcome of that was me
never
being
talk to them again.
I was like, be their friend forever. It's fine. Even
depends.
From that end, I know I'm coming from the very far side of a lot of what Zoe and some of the others were saying. And even I'm like, move out. Don't do that to yourself. It's not fair. And there's a big difference between being like, no, I'm still your friend. I want to be in your life, to living with someone, because most of the people in your life, you wouldn't want to live with.
Mm.
Even your friends or sometimes your family members, living with someone is a whole different kettle of fish, regardless of whether or not you're in a relationship or what your relationship with this is with that person. That is a really big decision to make with anyone in your life. And so I don't think this is currently the right decision
and
for you. I don't think it's fair to you. I don't. And Zoe's right. You need that distance. And I completely agree. Distance and time will fix everything. And it's unfortunately a cool game of patience now, but it's not fair for you to both. Because then you're going to encounter a thing where both of you are like, how do we both start moving on? And it sounds like you like each other, so maybe one of you is going to put it off for a while. And then if the other person does it first, they're going to feel resentful. That's not fair to either of you. Move out. Leave.
Yeah. And Cass is right. How are you going to move on? And also at the same time, how are you going to cope if they move on?
Yeah.
Which is a really unfair thing to put yourself in, to be like, yeah, we're friends and we're just doing our thing. And maybe you put it off for a little bit because they're there and you don't want to be rude, but maybe they move on and you are there and you have to be privy to it.
Yep. 100%. It's not fair to you and trying to find, because the hardest thing about a particularly a long-term relationship, 7 years plus, 5 years plus, the hardest thing is to work out your own sense of self and identity again.
Yeah.
And especially it sounds like you're grappling with some other questions around that. it is so hard for you to work out who you are when you're not at us, when you're just a you on your own, when you're still living with that person. And it sounds like you're looking into moving out, and you will remain friends, but you might not if you stay living together because, yeah. And you also, like we keep saying, you can't, I think, self-reflect and think about, okay, who am I now that I'm not the thing that I thought I was going to be and the thing that I've been for 7 years? And from my own experience, maybe you'll realize that maybe you weren't that person 3 years ago, but you were still there.
Mm. Yeah. Having that time to self-reflect, it will come. You don't have to do it manually. A lot of the times you end up doing it manually because
you got to go to therapy.
It's a lot of sit and think. Yeah, it's a lot of sit and think. And I think, yeah, going to therapy, seeing a psychologist, bonds a move.
Yeah, it's jump-starting that thinking.
That is the perfect way to put it. It is a big jump-start because you'll sort of find out yourself, but like you'll have someone there who has gone through this exact thing about 50 million times with other people. And they know what works and what doesn't. And they know what questions to ask you to get you to sort of, jumpstart. That's exactly what it is. Mm. I love that.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I think, with the second part of that, with your gender and sexuality, fuck, man. Just try on every fucking hat.
Yeah.
Why not?
Wear
all the hats. Wear none of the hats. Wear every hat, like, in a fucking sequence. Like, it's... The fun part of figuring that out is that it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
And it obviously depends on where you are geographically.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Where you are mentally and stuff like that as well. But, like, the fun of it is that you get to just kind of try it out and see what works and what doesn't for you. You know, one of my really, really best friends in the whole wide world is a trans woman, and she came out only a couple months ago, and it's been really fun to be part of her experience, to be like, what kind of woman am I? Like, and she's gotten to try on. She's like, am I slutty? Am I bookish? Am I a manic pixie dream girl? Like, what kind of woman do I get to be? And so getting her, watching her and being part of her journey to figure out her gender identity has been really fun to watch because she just gets to try on a bunch of different hats.
And literal hats
because, they suit her so well, And then sometimes it's just an absence of it as well. Like, I know for me that I was always just and that was it. I cannot describe it any better or worse than that.
Just you filling out any kind of form and there's just an option that just says, surprise noise. And you're like, yep.
That's it.
What do you know?
My pronouns. My pronouns in any bio, if I can put an emoji, is just the gender neutral shrugging emoji. Like, that's how I feel about my gender. Because that's the more I thought about it, the more I was like, man, I don't want to think about this.
Too hard.
And then it just was like, I know that cis people don't think about their gender as much as I was thinking about my gender.
Yeah.
So I knew I wasn't a cis person. But then kind of the experience, my journey ended with me being like, whatever. Like, I don't need an answer.
Mm.
And I'm content with that.
And I think that is really across like gender and sexuality spectrums, because they are spectrums. Like, it's fine for your answer to be that.
Mm.
And I know people as well who are like, it's not an issue for you, because of course it's not an issue. It's how you're alive.
Mm.
So it doesn't have to be a thing. I mean, look, that being said, as you were talking about your friend, like, I know that I go through phases of like being like, oh, what kind of woman do I want to be? Like, how do I want to present today? And I'm cis. But it's still fun to do all those parts of a journey, even if you are. Like, I think any form of self-expression is great, and that you can be fluid and changing in all of those things. There's not this pressure so much anymore. I feel like we're having a bit of a shift. Like, there's not that pressure that you have to have a name and a label and stick to it. And that's not to, like, put it down labels or anything. That can be so affirming to finally have, like, something to describe you. That makes you feel like really confident that you have that support and that you have something to back you up. But it's just, you don't have to. Like, it literally whatever makes you comfy. And you'll figure it out. Like, as long as you're doing what you want and trying what you want, you'll get there because you are there because you're you. It's just having a silly time, having fun with it. Yeah. Again, depending on where you are geographically and everything.
Yeah. Obviously, there are some very large factors that can really sway the outcome of this. But as, like, you know, it's like that affirmation I learned off the Great British Bake Off.
Well, I'm excited.
My favorite affirmation.
So fucking excited to hear what this is, Zoe. This is going to be the best. I could just
tell. You can tell because it's coming from a good place. It is, I'm doing my best. My best might not be someone else's, but it's mine.
That's nice. Actually,
yeah.
That's fucking beautiful. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, that's where I got it. And it's my favorite affirmation to tell myself.
Man.
Because you're doing good the way you do good.
Okay. Hey, no, on the back
that's
of that,
good.
Can I tell you one of my favorite things?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
It's not.
Are we sharing our favorite affirmations?
Yes. No, this isn't an affirmation. I can't have this as an affirmation, but because I would do things where I'd be like, well, I tried my best. And then I'll be like, wait, did I try my best?
No, you should. The fact
What?
I was going to say, I can tell that it's not a good affirmation because the panic in your eyes when I said, we're sharing affirmations, and you were like, do not put this down as mine.
No, this is don't put this on your mood board, but this is something that comforts me in the same way, like doing my best. Sometimes I'll do something and I'm like, I don't know if I did my best. So what I've now said is it's not a crime to do a bad job. And obviously that's going to apply to
that is a great fucking affirmation.
Yeah. Like it's, they can't get you for it. If there's something like, you know, like I'm really passionate about my work. So yeah, I want to put my efforts into that, but not everything. The day's only so long. I've only got so much energy. I'm only going to sleep so much.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to reserve some of the energy in that tank for other things.
Yeah, like I'm going to prioritize my stuff. Doing a bad job.
Yeah.
It's not illegal to do a bad job.
Was I telling you that my therapist suggested only striving for 80% recently?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, that is good. That 80% is still such a high percentage. Yeah,
it's still a super high percentage.
That's still
an A. It's not an A+, but it's an A. And so my therapist was saying, because I, was chatting about this.
That's not even P's get degrees. That's like you're going to end that course with a distinction average. Yeah.
You're still having a good day, but if you set yourself up, if you're constantly aiming for 100, you're always going to be disappointed because disappointing things happen.
Also, you can't give 100% your entire day. You pass out.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't give 100%. You're setting yourself up for failure if you're aiming for 100%. If you're aiming for 80%, you are factoring in that you're going to have a bit of a bad time.
Yeah, and what if you surprise yourself?
Yeah, and then what if you hit 90? That's a great day.
Yeah.
But if you hit 70,
But that's still, the net balance is that it was a better day than a worse day.
Exactly.
Because it's only 30% of your day was bad.
Yeah, which is pretty statistically very good.
In the scheme of things, that's like 2.5 hours. I can't do math. No. Fuck.
30% of your day, 2.5 hours.
Don't. It could be. You could be asleep for a large portion of it.
No, I'm not sleeping is still good. Sleeping counts as good.
Yeah. So
waking up at 4 a.m. being like, hey, man, I got to take 10 minutes off. Fuck, it's bumped me down to a 75.
Five, no.
Waking up at 4 a.m. because you had a bad dream being like, well, that's my 30% done. I'm going to have a great day for the rest of the day.
Nailed it.
Yes. It's that phrase I've tried to teach you guys before. If you got to eat a frog, eat it for breakfast. Then it's the worst thing you'll do all day.
I swear it's a phrase.
So like
I've never heard that phrase, let alone you say that phrase.
Because I swear it.
Because I missed this conversation.
Yeah, because if you're going to
eat
a frog.
Is that actually your affirmation?
No.
That's your actual affirmation.
Yeah, that's the real one. Got to eat some frogs. No. I'm the fridge.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms.
because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So look, the suggestion we have for you is that what you should do is you should move out, eat a frog every day for breakfast.
Guys, I'm cured.
Fixed.
Turns out we were just having psychedelic frogs every morning. Well, just microdosing our way through life.
Oh no, they were toads.
I know.
Oh,
they were
no.
So pretty.
I ate the little tap dancing frog from Looney Tunes. I'm going to jail.
Oh, goodbye, my baby.
Oh,
goodbye,
no, that one
my
is a
honey.
Crime.
He knows
He's
how to
sentient.
Love. You can't eat him.
What about you, Tom? You got an affirmation that you're like vibing with? Favorite?
I don't really have like affirmations. I save quotes from books in my phone
good.
To remember later. And one that I really love is, I'm going to find it just so I get it correctly. It is from, what's the name of the book? It's from a book called Space Opera, which I just highly recommend you read. It's by
Tom,
Catherine
you know I can't read.
M. Valenti.
You don't know
no,
how
I,
to do
just
it.
This is to people listening.
Oh, okay,
I know
good,
not you.
Good.
I know you.
Tom, I can
Maybe
only
an audio
podcast.
Book. It's about Eurovision in space. That's
yes.
I think of what it is.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
it's really life-affirming and wonderful. But the main core conceit of this book is that life is beautiful and life is stupid. So that every day you will find things where you're like, man, life is beautiful. And then you will see something and you'd be like, what the fuck?
I said that today in the office. I can't remember what I was talking about, but I said something that had happened to me this morning. And I was like, man, the whole world's stupid. I love it so much.
This is it. It allows you to care about the things that you find beautiful and to be like, no, there is joy and there are good things. And that, yeah, sometimes there is going to be things that just feel like shit. And the thing that you think was going to be something ends up being stupid. And that's just how it is. That's just what it is. It also means that overwhelmingly, just choose to be not a fuckhead.
Yeah.
Because
you gotta pick.
Life is sometimes stupid. You've got to I was saying the other day to someone at work, because there was someone at our work who was just not being a good person.
Oh, not being a good.
Not being a good.
Not being a good. That look, how hard can I swear on this podcast?
You can
say
whatever.
What's banned?
Man.
Are there any words that are banned? No. I'm not going to say any slurs.
Don't say slurs. Just...
No, basically, I was talking to this person. This person had been like, had a shit day because this other person had been just awful to them. And I was like, but it's okay because you've woken up today and you've made the right choice. Every day we wake up and you were given a choice to not be a cunt. So just pick that.
Mm.
Just pick that option. And then you're already halfway there. So I don't know what this has to do with giving this person advice, but just general life advice is every day wake up, don't be a cunt.
Don't be a cunt, man. Yeah. It's not that hard.
Being a cunt is a choice.
Yeah.
I say that as well. Like I've had that. Maybe that's my affirmation.
Hey, and look, some days life is stupid and so you feel a bit cunty and I've been there and sometimes you are. And so then you have a shower and you have a think.
You have a cry.
You have another shower and you have another thing. Maybe. You might not need to. It
depends on how you deal with anger.
Yeah.
Depends on how you deal with anger. I deal with it well.
Mm-hmm.
He's winked. He wonk.
So I think in getting back to the tangential connection to what we were talking about earlier is that I think all of our life affirmations boil down to like make the choices that just make life easier for you so that you can be the most not a cunt you can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think having...
That's beautiful, man. I'm going to get that on a wood carving and hang it in my toilet.
I'm excited for when you buy your house and I go to the bathroom and I'm like, yeah. Someone's like, there's a real dumb quote in Zoe's toilet. I'm like, I'm that dumb quote.
That's me. I'm Terrence Reed.
Yeah, right. I'm using my dad's Zoom, okay? Can I just say, hey, I'm using my dad's Zoom. You're both Jackson Bailey.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh. I got shit on my penis.
I think Jackson has the...
That's my classic Jackson quote, Tom, if you haven't seen that before.
Oh, I have.
I know he used one of his Zoom accounts once and he had all the premium stuff and I gave myself a beauty filter. I'm bummed we didn't turn it on.
Put on the beauty filter now.
Let's see if I can.
Can we be hot?
Let's see if we can. While I'm trying to find the beauty
filter. No, Zoe, can we be hot?
Oh, no.
I'm going to try and... Okay.
There you go.
I've got to remember to turn this off before I finish because otherwise my dad will go into a meme with the filter on.
All right.
I'm a little plant.
I've given Zoe a little plant coming out of her head. Sick. To go back to our lovely listener's question.
Oh, yeah, we did digress.
their email ends with saying that their problem comes in the form of deciding what to do next. And look, yes. I think we're pretty unanimous in move out as a very good, very good bit of advice.
Usually good start.
I'd be like, oh, you know, check with people around you, see a psychologist. I think that's good advice.
Yeah, move out. Don't live with your ex.
And it's not even...
That's bad.
And I know it sounds like you're going to do a thing where maybe you will be like, oh, but it's different because we're still friends.
No.
Don't think about it as like you want to think of your ex differently to the way other people think of their exes because you have a good relationship currently. Think of it as would you live with this person if you were living nowhere and they said, do you want to live with them now? You wouldn't pick that.
Yeah.
So don't. Like it's not... Making a choice to leave somewhere can feel like a bigger decision than choosing to stay. So you have to think about it from the opposite direction sometimes to figure out what you actually want. And I don't think that would be a good decision for you.
It's also like, how much are you separating if you're not really separating?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's very hard to negotiate, like I said, who you are when you're not in that relationship, when you are fundamentally, like, here's the thing. Say, and again, you may take ages to date and start seeing people. You may do it straight away, whatever you want to do. But consider this. Is that going to be fun for you and them if you brought someone home? You can't really, like, that's
it's
not fun for you, not fun for them, not fun for the person you've brought into that situation. It's
no.
Just need a clean break. And you can still hang out. You can still be friends.
Yeah,
like you can still have coffee.
You can still catch up once a week and you can have discussions about how much you're comfortable sharing about your lives and you can navigate that. But you are really going to struggle to navigate that if you're sharing a toilet. Like there's, you know.
Yeah, it's a sacred bond.
Yeah.
It is.
In this email, they're also inquiring because they say that they don't know what they want to do with their life now that they're not trying to fit their future with another person. And that they describe themselves as a mess of too many future options and explorations. And it sounds like your brain is very overwhelmed, which of course it is. Mm. You are going through something very difficult right now. Well,
yeah.
And that's so much pressure to put on yourself.
Yeah, you don't need to figure it out straight away. And I think everyone, you will have this moment because I think everyone does post breakup where you're like, fuck, I'm doing something purely for me. Mm. And like, I know for me, like, I just remember the weekend after I was at a concert of like a genre that I just remember my partner hated and that I loved and that I never really listened to a lot, like without headphones in because he hated it. And I was at this concert and I was like, this is just purely fucking for me. And I'm just having the best time. Which was fine. And then I was still going through the breakup. I'm not saying that healed the fucking situation. But then like...
Depends. What genre of music was it?
It was Aussie hip-hop. It might have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have solved every problem you ever had, Zoe.
I Century and it fixed everything I'd ever felt bad about myself.
Good.
But then it was like 3-4 months later when I was like done processing the breakup and I was like, fuck, what do I want to do? And then I was like, I actually want to go back to uni. That separation, like, then that time, like, it took to figure that out.
Yeah. I feel like there's always this advice that I hear when people break up, when it's like, oh my God, what do I do? Because you don't know. And I, again, back to grief. I always talk about grief, but it stops time and breakups are a big thing of grief. Mm-hmm. I reckon a good step for you on grief is to figure out what you're grieving. Because it's always something different. Like we had a listener write in and they were pretty much, the thing they described, they were grieving the loss of their future because they were still friends with their partner, so they didn't actually lose the person is what it sounded like. I had a thing where I, again, was still friends, so I didn't feel like I'd lost anyone, but I like felt the loss of like partnership in a way. Like everyone grieves different things about their relationships. But I feel like common advice you hear is like, do the things they wouldn't let you or do the things you couldn't because of them. And I feel like that is not advice that is really accessible to everyone. And I feel like looking at it more in the way that Zoe's talking about is really, really helpful. So if you're looking at things, and especially because if you are in a really nice, healthy relationship, when you do things for another person, it's out of care. It's like, you know, an act, you know, you might go to the shops and be like, oh my God, that's their favorite chocolate. I'll buy one for them as well. Or like you might do something for your partner, not because you have to or they don't like the other thing, it's because you care about them. And so making those choices for yourself doesn't feel like so much of a win because it's still like playing to that loss that you've just experienced. But I still think trying to find those things, like you have to replace your partner with you. So all those things that you would usually be doing out of care and all those steps you would usually be taking, like, oh, this is something we could have done together. Like, yeah, like no one's going to replace that person because, well, also you wanted to replace that person. So like no one's going to be them and no one should be them. You shouldn't be them. But like try and treat yourself to all the nice things and try and approach it from that angle, because I know I never resonated with that advice at all when they're like, do the things you couldn't, like the things you weren't allowed to do. I'm like, what kind of relationships were you in? That's
bad,
horrible.
Ones, bad ones.
Not good.
There were bad relationships.
But that's something that I really struggle with, because people are like, do things for yourself. And I'm like, but it's not that I couldn't do anything that I would have liked, but it does, that question of not considering another person. It sounds like what you're talking about is coming from a place of care, and that's great, but you will eventually learn to like funnel that care into your own self and like do little treats for you. Like see if you can make a habit of doing nice things for you in a way that instead of just being like, oh yeah, I like going to this particular cinema, I'm going to do it. You're like, oh, what's a nice gift I could give myself? I'm going to treat myself. Like try and frame it as doing your acts of service and doing those care tasks for another person, but for you. Maybe that will help, because I just know that I really struggled with that, because I was like, what do you mean I do different things now? It didn't work like that for me. So
you just do this, you just do the same things differently. That's the you know, it's that thing of like, what you can also do is just like, it's terrifying but also really good and exciting, in that you can actually go, what do you want just as you, from anything. Like it's still something I'm not amazing at, but I used to never be able to project myself into the future very far. I just couldn't. People are like, what's your 5-year plan? I'm like, I don't even know what 5 years looks like. Not from a, I just mentally can't visually do that. And it's, but then it was like, oh, it's because I didn't want the same things.
Yeah.
Like the vision wasn't my vision, and it wasn't a vision that was shared either. And so you actually get to do that thought. It doesn't even have to be 5 years, but you can actually be like, well, what do I want out of a relationship, out of what I want? And yes, it's big and it's vast. And, you know, if you stare into the middle of it for too long, you might go crazy.
Yep.
But you can also do anything with it. Like very hyper-specific example, for ages I was like, oh, yeah, you get a relationship, you get married, and then you have kids. And then when my long-term relationship ended, I realized that I actually didn't want kids. And the reason I couldn't ever imagine myself being a dad is because I didn't want to be a dad. I wanted to be a fun uncle, and I am.
Yeah,
you are. So you're killing it. You're very fun
fulfilled.
Uncle.
So you can actually have those questions of like, is that, were the things that we shared, the futures that we shared, were they actually, was that all my future? Was it only 80% my future? Was I the 30%? You know, you can actually go big and go wild and kind of be like, yeah, I'm going to quit my job and move over. We're back to that.
Yeah. But you have that ability to be impulsive.
Yeah.
Like you've got the freedom to be impulsive. And I think there's like, when you're in a relationship, like as Tom was saying, like your future is so intertwined. So every decision you make is made with the other person's feelings taken into consideration if you're a good person. Like you would be like, oh, even if like, you know, that thing like, oh, I got my dream job, but it's on the other side of the world. My partner's here. Like that shit, you take their feelings into account. Eventually, like when you're single, you just get to be really impulsive because the only person you're taking care of is you.
Mm.
And then every now and then you'll have these moments. I really struggle with it because my anxiety's absolutely fucking terrible. It's got nothing to do with my singleness or not. I think I'm just hate leaving the house. But I'm working on it. And then the other night I was Googling fireflies because I was like, what a fun thing that I love to learn about these tiny little glowing bugs. And then I Googled, where do fireflies live, Australia? Question mark. Found out where they live, and then I was like, well, I can just go there.
Yeah.
And then there was no other planning involved. And where are we going? We're going to go see the fireflies. We're going to go see the fireflies.
See?
You got them.
So and you can just do that because you're not taking anyone else's feelings into consideration. You get to be your top priority.
And that can be terrifying, but take – I don't know. You've got so much opportunity. I know it can. Yeah. Sometimes you stare into the void and you go
void.
Just start knocking stuff off. Start thinking of the most random stuff you can. If you're like, well, do I want to see the fireflies in my town? If you're like, not really, you're like, sick. Not that then.
Yeah.
Hey, also, if you want to move overseas, quit your job and move overseas, really, really good. Do you know a lot of places will just have language schools in country? So you can just stay in a country for weeks or months on end learning the language.
Beautiful. That's
you can do cool. little things like that. Like you can just start thinking of things and knocking things off of the list.
Yeah. And sometimes the list doesn't have to be big. Sometimes the list can be like, it's becoming a list of things that I've done when I broke up with people. But I had an ex that really was very vocal about that he didn't like his partners to have short hair as a fucking idiot. And I cut my hair really short while we were dating and it was a big fight. And then when we broke up, I was like, that's really funny. And I cut my hair off. And then the next partner I had, it was the same thing. He was like, oh, I really like women with short hair. And so when we broke up, I was like, I'm going to grow it out forever.
Like, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Like it was just everything.
I like that heaps.
Because it wasn't a control thing. It was always just a comment. Like it was like their thing. So I was like, I want to be as unattractive to them as possible. Like, I was like, I want them to look at me and be like, oh, you've done this to piss me off. And I'll be like,
no, you can't prove that.
No, you can't, but yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just about doing something that's purely, it's not yours, it's just not theirs, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's how you can take onus of yourself, which is to be like, look, I don't know what I want, but I know what they hate.
I love that the spectrum we've got here is Cass being like, just, you know, treat yourself like you're your partner, and Zoe's being like, make them hate you, but in a way they don't understand.
Yeah. Fuck with their brain.
This is a psyop, baby.
A breakup is a competition and you have to win.
It's not. But you do have to win.
You do have to win.
You don't have to win. But, you know, 80% still an A.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Cass.
I've been Zoe B.
And I've been Tom.
We hope that helped. Congratulations, by the way. Congratulations.
Yay, we love a breakup.
Yay, thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with us for some very unprofessional advice that goes beyond just go to therapy, feel free to email us on happylittlepod@gmail.com and make sure you put somewhere in the email okay to air if you're happy to have us discuss it on the show. Hope you have a great day. You're not alone. We love you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.